This episode is brought to you by the Inspire Collection by Kalia. Just because you're working out doesn't mean you shouldn't look fabulous. The Inspire Collection by Kalia was designed with both style and performance in mind. It looks good, feels good, and stays put no matter how you move. And the collection has everything you need for a day at the gym. A support bra, crop tanks, bike shorts, amazing leggings, and more. It's their most versatile collection yet. Shop the Inspire Collection by Kalia now, exclusively at Dick's Sporting Goods.
This is your typical radio ad while eating a Crunch Bar.
This is Automatic of Otto's Used Cars. This weekend only, we're having a whale! Bring the kids. See for yourself. It is huge. Gonna make a big splash. No other dealer can say they have a whale like this.
When things sound dull, turn up the fun with Crunch.
Hello, I'm Josh Widdicombe.
And I'm Rob Beckett. Welcome to Parenting Hell, the show in which Josh and I discuss what it's really like to be a parent, which I would say can be a little tricky.
So, to make ourselves and hopefully you feel better about the trials and tribulations of modern-day parenting, each week we'll be chatting to a famous parent about how they're coping.
Or hopefully not.
And we'll also be hearing from the listeners with your tips, advice and, of course, tales of parenting woe.
Because let's be honest, there are plenty of times when none of us know what we're doing. Have you got an intro, Josh?
Yeah. That's one thing I've fucking got.
I think that might have been the intro.
Ready?
Okay.
Hope that was recorded, Michael, because that was a real peek behind the curtain of my life.
Before we start this, I should tell you this is today's the most stressed I've ever been, and I feel like it's a, you know, like remembering Goodfellas when he's getting chased by the police.
Today is the most stressed you've ever been.
One of, not stressed, but my brain's about to explode because I've got so much on.
Oh, welcome to my life. This is going to cancel the emails. We're going to be fine. We've got 50 minutes here.
Okay, right. Shall I start?
Yeah.
Hello, you're... I love the way I put on, like, the show face for that.
Yeah.
Hello.
That's one of the most stressed... descends into disaster.
One of the most stressed I've ever been. Hello. Okay. Hello, you're listening to Parenting Hell.
Well, let's not pretend we're not keeping the one where you fuck it up.
It's not even fuck it up. I'll do it properly, but it's so, like fake. But I can't
here we go.
Start
let's
the
just,
show.
Let's just cut to it. Here we go.
Wilbur, can you say Rob Beckett?
Rob Beckett.
And can you say Josh Widdicombe?
Josh Widdicombe.
Well done, Wilbur.
Wilbur, what
I
a
can't.
Name.
Wilbur, fucking Wilbur. Jesus
Wilbur.
Christ.
He's called Wilbur Walsh.
Wilbur Walsh. Oh, my God. He's either going to be an amazing novelist or in charge of some of the most horrific policies that the government's ever seen.
Hello, Rob, Josh and Michael. I was trapped in the car on Bank Holiday Monday in a stationary traffic jam. So what better... Oh, God. What better way to pass the time than attempting to bash out your intro? Well, that saved 20 seconds of your life, hasn't it? This is Wilbur, who will be 2 in July, doing a smashing job of your names whilst I toe a dangerous line of keeping him from having a grade 9 meltdown in the traffic jam. Also trying to ensure he doesn't fall asleep. For Rob's guessing game... Do you want to know where she's from?
Berlin.
No, Epsom. Keep
Epsom,
up the good work.
Like the salts.
Like the salts, yeah. Yeah, like the salts.
It's a German name, I thought, Wilbur, isn't it? Old
Is
German.
It? Wilbur Smith, so. That's the only Wilbur I can think of, really.
It's not Wilbur Smith, it's Will Smith.
You don't want to get it wrong. You know what'll happen?
Brock off. Sorry for saying fucking Wilbur, but that was just an honest reaction.
Yeah, that's fine.
Fucking Wilbur.
There we go. Keep up the good work. Tuesdays and Fridays would be a lot more depressing without you. We're only 2 days of the week on our shoulders there.
Look, I don't mind the name Wilbur. Obviously, the kid's posh, so it's fine. You can't call a kid from a council estate Wilbur. I don't mind Wilbur because Will's quite a good name, and I quite like Bilbur, so it sort of all fits. However, I would love to... what they should have done is worn a GoPro sort of helmet cam for all of the older generations in the family when you said, yeah, and we've called him Wilbur. and just to see people's eyes and faces. And because when if you're telling someone your kid's called Wilbur, it's like, okay, right, oh yeah, it's not a sort of normal name, is
well,
it?
Well, let me be honest, Rob. That's why you send out. That's why you do it in text form, isn't it? Because it allows people to reassess their views. I know there's some people that when I sent out the name of my son, they wouldn't have taken it well. I'm aware of that, but I've given them the opportunity. We both know what the name of my son is. It's fine, but I've given the older generation the opportunity to receive the text and then readjust what they think and then send a polite response back.
Can you imagine Chris Martin telling his great auntie that their kid's going to be called Apple?
I know.
How does she deal with it? Anyway, thanks, Wilbur.
Do you know what? I often think about this. I was on a train in Devon and I was going past Tynmouth.
Which so is on brand.
A little seaside town, yeah. Which is where Matt Bellamy and Muse are from.
Yeah.
And I thought, when he was going out with Kate Hudson, the daughter of Goldie Hawn.
Did he?
I wonder if he ever brought her back. Yeah, he married her, didn't he? I was thinking, did he ever bring her back to Tynmouth? What was that like? Do you know what? Like, if you're someone who's going out, do you know what I mean? Like, is Chris Martin, did he take Gwyneth Paltrow back to Exeter or wherever
if
Chris
Martin's
from?
If you're listening, yeah, he was with Kate Hudson for 4 years. Yeah. So if you are from Tynmouth and if you've ever seen Goldie Hawn daughters, aka Kate Hudson, in Tynmouth, let us know.
Yeah. Did she go to the local? What did she do? Did she go to Spa?
It would be quite good to have. Who's the most famous person you've ever seen? There's a ratio, isn't it, of someone really famous in a place you wouldn't expect. So if you see Kim Kardashian, but you're in New York, it loses a bit of appeal.
I'd say
a lower level, you know, flight. You know, I saw Terry Nutkins on a flight to Guernsey. And I don't know where that falls, but what, you know
so,
what I'm saying?
So what we're looking for is the halfway house between that.
Yes.
Kim Kardashian and Guernsey. Do you know what, though? If you saw Terry Nutkins in New York, I'd be impressed, Rob. I'd be quite excited.
I'd say
who's
that.
Who's the most underwhelming person you've seen in the most exciting place?
Yes, exactly. Who's the most underwhelming celeb you've seen in the most exciting place? And who is the most exciting celeb you've seen in the most underwhelming place? Because I'd say Nutkins in Guernsey, Kardashian New York, that's the ultimate of extremes. And then if you swapped them over, that's when it gets interesting. KK in Guernsey.
Yeah. I've got to say, Rob, there's an energy to both of us today, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. I'm hyped up. I don't want to talk about my life at the moment because I can't.
Do you not?
Well, no, I'm going to, but I'm putting it off because I can't really accept what's going to happen. I'm sort of playing May for me. I'm going to have to deal with blind ignorance of how much is going on, how stressful it is.
Would it help you if I said this is in the top three most stressful days I've had since my second child was born?
Okay, yeah, well, I think that's in a worse position that I'm in, where mine's a sort of anxiety about the month, where it feels like you're right in the fire. So do you want to tell us what's happening to make your day so stressful?
Well, I know it'll be fine when we get on holiday on Thursday. We're recording this on Tuesday.
Yep.
Do you know what's most galling about this?
What?
I was like, oh, maybe I shouldn't say I'm on holiday because then people will know we're not there so they can rob our house. And then I thought, oh, no, we're recording this a week ahead and the holiday I'm looking forward to will already be over by the time this goes out. So the only oasis in my kind of desert of stress...
Yes.
As you listen to this, it's happened and I'm back in stress.
So don't burgle. Or the only way to improve that was someone
who you can burgle, but I'm going to be there and I've got a baseball bat, which I bought on holiday.
And he's fucking rock hard.
Yeah, I'm rock hard.
By the time this goes out, because we're recording it a little bit earlier, you'll have been back from your holiday. You're going away for a week, aren't you?
Yeah. Oh, God, Rob.
What's wrong? What's happening?
It's so stressful.
So why are you so stressed?
So I am... It's just... We've got a lot to pack, Rob.
It's your first holiday with two kids, isn't it?
It's first holiday with two kids.
And a baby.
I would say Rose's attitude to packing has always... I'd say it's always been in her top three things she finds most stressful. I think she'd admit that herself.
Oh, no. So you haven't got a lead guitarist on the packing, really?
Well, it's me. But I'm not doing any of the packing. She does take control of the kids' packing, but also she takes the responsibility of it. And it weighs heavy on the shoulders.
Right, okay.
Rose is one of those people who, when she packs, she does think, if I don't pack a toothbrush, they might not have one in Greece. That kind of attitude.
Say what about the Greeks? Never brush their teeth. Little fact.
It's an element of, if we forget this thing, how are we going to source it in this major European country.
Yeah, and you're going to be at the airport when you're there, and also you're in a sort of nice. I know where you go. It's a nice hotel.
Yeah,
you're not in the middle of nowhere in a villa.
But anyway, so Rose is very stressed about that.
So, what if you suggested that you took control of packing for the entire family?
I can't, Rob, because I'm getting all my work done before I go.
Yeah, okay, and so forget if you didn't have all your work, right? Because that's the thing, when you are self-employed, you have to get it all done and then it just builds up. So would she allow that and be happy with that, or would she still want to do it?
I think she would, but I think we both know that I'd be so shit at it. I could do my packing.
Oh, well done.
I could do my packing
in
mate. 10 minutes because it's a piece of piss. Clothes.
I can get it.
Toiletries. Three books that I'm not going to fucking read.
Stripey Pizza Express top. That's it.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
A pair of jeans for the pool.
The main issue I've got, Rob, is I genuinely thought, should I pack my laptop in case I fail a COVID test and I'm stuck in a room for 7 days?
So you have to do a COVID test?
No, I don't think we do, actually.
I don't think you do for Greece anymore. No, we don't.
In my head, I started to think that, and within 10 minutes, I was already thinking, I'm going to be in a hotel room on my own for 10 days.
Well, no, but we've been away a couple of times. You've not really been away that much since the pandemic, have you, really, as a family?
No, this is the first time.
Yeah, so it is horrible the first time you travel again. It's just you just get so stressed about all the different things, but it will be fine, but it is stressful.
But to add to the stress...
Yeah.
So our son is intense at the moment. He loves to crawl at speed upstairs all of the day.
Oh, yeah. And do you know what they've got a lot of in Greece?
Oh, no, they haven't, have they?
Hard stairs.
Oh, for crying out loud.
There's no carpets in Greece. Tiled.
It's not... No, the problem's not... Once we get to Greece, fine. But...
Yeah, well... what, is he going to stop crawling?
Yeah.
Josh, could I tell you something?
Do you know what? The only thing that calms him is feta cheese. So we're going to be fine.
Can I tell you something about Greece, mate?
Yeah.
When he gets there, there'll just be loads of new places for him to crawl that are more dangerous than your house.
I'm dealing with one issue at a time here, mate.
Okay, sorry, your son's intense. So you can't really pack because he's on the go non-stop.
Oh, but don't worry because he's just lost his morning nap. So...
Lovely time. Oh, I feel great about my day. Carry on.
So he's up from 6:30 till midday, which is 5.5 hours. And then you get your opportunity to do the packing.
So he has a lunchtime nap.
Lunchtime
12
nap.
Till when?
However, 12 to about 1:30.
Oh, ages. That's not a shift at a shop.
Wait for it.
What are you whinging for?
Because, I'll tell you why I'm whinging, Rob. Because it all kicked off on the nursery WhatsApp group, that every kid except my daughter has seemingly got this awful bug that for days puts your temperature up to 40 degrees.
Right.
And so we can't send her in. Even though she's well, we're like, we can't risk sending her into nursery.
Yeah, because not even a COVID thing. You don't want her to get really unwell for the holiday.
Imagine if she got ill for the holiday.
Oh, God, yeah.
So suddenly there's two kids.
There's two.
In the house.
Yep.
And from 6:30 a.m. for the whole of the time we're packing.
Until you all go to bed.
Until we all go to bed. And then you're just fucked. You're just fucked. And do you know what, Rob? Last week, I was writing the chapter for our book about having two children.
Yeah.
Yeah. It starts with an apology to you, Rob. Everything I said in the first year of this podcast, I had no right to complain.
It's when the second starts moving on their own.
It's like, Rob, you are a saint for listening to me and not going, how fucking dare you?
Well, I think you owe an apology to the whole listenership because they were thinking the same.
Yeah, and do you know what? I am sorry. And there's a sorry in the book. I've apologised publicly in writing. It's just... impossible.
So is this the first time he's properly started crawling? He's really motoring about now, isn't he?
He's really fucking motoring. And it's boring as well, because you're just going upstairs. Mm. You know, you're like, but you get to see their face. You don't. I'm hunched over him as he goes up some stairs, again and again, looking at his arse, basically, just going up some stairs.
Your back's going to be dead. It's all
I've got a bad shoulder. I've got a bad shoulder. I've got to go at 8 a.m. tomorrow.
Yeah.
Get that sorted. It won't be sorted.
Do you know what your shoulder needs?
And then,
do you know what your shoulder needs? I'm going to tell you. 4 hours on a plane holding a child.
Oh, don't. Don't. There's a reason Rose's mum's coming, Rob. And it's not.
Is she coming?
Oh, yeah. She was added to the list about 3 weeks ago, mate.
Mum, I was just thinking, do you fancy coming away? You've not got away that much. You can sort of come away and hold the children.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you are allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all gel fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit www.juvederm.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I think that's a good idea. When you've got kids that age, just pay the extra and take some grandparents or anyone else that will hold your child. Could you pretend it's sort of a birthday as well? Can you sort of bundle it all in as one? Happy birthday.
You are, it's her birthday.
Birthday. No, it's her birthday present.
Oh, it's her birthday present.
And Christmas.
Because it's a trip. So it's just very stressful trying to get this packing done. Yeah. And on top of that, do you know the worst thing to do work-wise of all the jobs when you're trying to sort your life out is recording podcasts, because they're really easy. So Rose can hear laughing coming from upstairs, which doesn't help the matter.
So when you're at work, you're laughing and she's downstairs with two kids.
Yeah. Plus, of all the jobs, it's the one where you cannot do anything. You know, most jobs that we have, there's actually quite a lot of downtime where you can reply to a text.
Yes.
Or you can
do a bit of admin, to book the check in on the flights and that kind of stuff. Yeah. If you've got a writing day.
I recorded a podcast earlier, Rob.
Yeah.
And I got 3 separate missed calls that I needed to take during the podcast, and I couldn't take any of them. One of them from the place we're staying that had me on hold for about half an hour and then cut me off by mistake. And they've obviously phoned me back and I haven't picked up, and I know I've got to go on hold again.
What I'd say is, if anyone rings you in this podcast, answer and we'll record it.
Yeah.
And listen to it.
I'd fucking kill for them to ring me.
I'd love to hear you in sort of dad mode sorting out a hotel. What have you got to sort out?
The booking number's this.
Oh, hello there, sir. It's the Greek hotel. How can I help?
Yeah. What time's breakfast?
Okay, but for next week.
Well, I tell you what my issue is. Your booking number that you've given me, when we put it in, it doesn't show up, so we can't book any of our meals or any of that stuff.
Oh, that is stressful.
That is stressful.
That's a nightmare, isn't it? Yeah, that means you're not actually booked in.
It has crossed my mind, Rob. Okay, it's crossed my mind.
I don't want to keep doing this because I think it's going to stress you out more, isn't it? Having the imaginary conversation.
But it's so difficult to get anything done. It's mental.
It's Tuesday. You're going on Thursday. So have you packed yet?
I've more or less packed my stuff because I did it very quickly because all I need... Because I'm, you know, just clothes, shorts.
Okay. So you pack clothes, cool.
I'll put my charger in on the morning. I don't need to pack that yet. That would be to pack yet. Same with toiletries.
How are you getting to the airport?
That's on the list. Book a car. But I can't do that during the podcast. I can't be sat here listening to you on the Addison Lee website.
So what else are you? So you've got to book a car. You've got to get a toothbrush. You've got to finish packing. I think you'll be all right. Have you got travel insurance?
I've got to renew my mortgage. Is that what I need to be doing this week?
No, do that when you get back.
No, I've got to fill in some forms about the renewing of my mortgage because mortgage rates are changing. And I don't know if you're aware of the financial situation of the world, but if I don't renew my mortgage in the next week, it's going to cost me £400 billion more.
Okay, one of them ones. Okay, all right, fair enough.
All these kind of things.
Have you got stuff for the kids? Have you got toys for the kids? Inflatables for the kids?
We've ordered the inflatables.
Nice.
Rose has ordered all this kind of stuff for the kids. I think we've got everything. We've got got to do stuff like download stuff for the iPad.
That's
all those
good,
kind
yeah.
of little, yeah, all those little things you've got to do. Rose has bought a mattress for the travel cot that they're providing because she doesn't trust that they'll do a good mattress. Because we never get a good mattress
Fair
in a travel cot whenever we've stayed abroad. Any other things that we need to have thought of or done?
Not really. Snacks for the plane. It's only a shortish flight, isn't it?
Yeah, but we'll go to Pratt, won't we? I'll be fine.
What are you going to give your kid a fucking bag of nuts? What do you mean? What kind of kid's eating stuff from Pratt on a plane?
What do they want? What does a kid want on a plane?
I don't know, mate. What do you ask your kid?
Well, he'll eat any fucking shit. He's like a fucking Hoover. Tell you why he's right like a Hoover. One of those ones you see on Tomorrow's World that's like remote control that just goes around the floor just willy-nilly.
On his own. My kids are a bit fussy with food, though, just so we always try and pack them
some
snacks.
Oh, my daughter's very fussy, yeah.
I would also suggest buying a load of snacks to put in the big suitcase so you've got them when you're out there. Because I tell you what they won't always have in sort of Greece and stuff is the exact kind of paws or whatever it is they have, them little roll-up fruit things.
Yeah.
Or the mini cheddars.
Oh, God, Rob.
But I'm sure you'll be fine.
We've got to take the fucking milks.
Oh, the milks.
Because he has those milks, you know, like the...
Formula milks, like, but already pre-mixed. So you're going to take some powder.
He turns one out there.
Oh, happy birthday. We've got planned.
Right, yeah, no. We've got planned, chasing him around some stairs. And there was a
you're
point,
right.
like...
You're right. What happened there?
No.
I thought he was going to sneeze.
No, do you know what? I was just thinking about... fuck, we haven't even... I was thinking, do we need to pack presents? And I was like, of course we fucking don't. No.
You are at your limit, aren't you? Your head's gone completely.
Are you feeling better from this?
Oh, great. Yeah, it feels like... I feel like playing football next to Harry Maguire at the moment. My last Rosie. Your head's completely gone.
So, yeah, that's where I'm at.
Yes, okay. But he's just a bit manic and it is a bit of stressful and taking all the right stuff. But ultimately, everything you want, you can get out there. When we were in Dubai, we forgot to get pool toys. We sat around the pool. Amazon in Dubai just delivered to the hotel.
Oh,
we got some
gosh,
like plastic inflatable, the plastic like toys for the pool for £8, which is probably the most, there'll probably be some... Greta Thunberg crew giving me absolute pelts for that. I've just said that I bought little plastic things from Amazon and got delivered to my hotel in the desert. You got to do what you got to do. But yeah, you'll be fine.
On the subject of your holidays, Rob.
I know people that have been to that hotel, by the way, and they've said it's absolutely brilliant. And I think anything you need, if you ask the hotel, I'm sure they'll be able to help you.
Do they have a toothbrush?
Do you brush your teeth here?
Did you brush your teeth? Here's a question. Something I did need to tell you, Rob.
Yeah.
Three separate people have told me that they absolutely loved it. You know, you're worried that it would sound like you're promoting Disneyland.
Yeah.
And that you're getting kickbacks. Three separate people have told me they loved the Disneyland episodes and they would consequently never go. So
yeah, it didn't seem too far the other way. I had someone actually email me a link of the vegan options in Disney. And it didn't take long to read it. But also as well, Disney's so big. I was like, oh, there's this place here, does that. And I'm like, that's a 20-minute bus journey away to a different hotel. That's like going, oh, here are the vegan options in Bromley. I'll just get on the bus to Catford and you can have a shawarma. Do you know what, though? With that Disney, it's like you either hate it or it's the best thing you've ever done in your life. It's a bit like Marmite, I think. But my kids, that's the problem. You don't have a too good a holiday. My kids have been crying every night looking at photos of it because they had so much fun.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Actually, like, crying. And the jet lag does throw them off. They've been mental for me this week. I was down in bed. Lou was at me having a lie in because I had to gig that night. Downstairs, the noise, they were just, all of them, just like, they're just screaming and shouting. If I'd come downstairs and saw Lou trying to tame a wild horse, I would have thought, oh, yeah, that's probably what it was then.
So do you think they've gone mad from Disney OD, basically?
They had so much fun, and I think it does knock their sleep off a little bit, like getting back into it. So they find it hard to go to sleep because of the time in America. And then when you wake up in the morning, it's a bit early for them, so they're a bit cranky. But they're back into it now. But
my daughter's sleep's gone weird, Rob. Not gone weird, but she's incorporated this. I don't even know where it's come from. She's got an eye mask. She's four.
She will be right in Pret. Get yourself a flat white eye mask. Are you gonna sleep after that coffee? Yeah, I am. I have five a day. Don't affect me anymore.
So I don't know where it's come from.
Oh, bless her. She looks so cute.
Yeah, so she's got like a unicorn eye mask.
So who gave it to her?
Sends her out like a fucking light.
Does it work?
Yeah.
Well, that's what we're struggling with at the moment. They're not going to bed very well. We think it was a bit of Florida. Also, it's so light at night now as we head towards the, what's it called in June when it's the brightest day? The equinox. Yes. What is that? Is it the equinox?
Summer solstice.
What's the fucking equinox?
I think it might be the same thing.
It's a new Channel 4 drama.
Yeah, no, it's Channel... Yeah,
the
what
equinox,
is it?
It's got Stephen Graham in it as a divorcee.
What is
Equinox? A temple of well-being. Oh, no, that is the name. No, that is a fitness club.
The time
club.
At which the Earth's equator passes through... Yeah, it's not the equinox.
No, okay,
it's the summer solstice.
It's the solstice. You're from Devon, you know. You've had weed at 9 p.m. in the sunlight.
Exactly. So, tell me how stressed you are, Rob.
Well, I'm not... Well, basically, I'm working every single day in May.
Fucking hell.
Every single day, and that includes...
Sorry, I've been complaining about my holiday.
Well, basically, you know, and I don't want to complain too much about work, because it's good, I'm fortunate to be in a position to have lots of work on.
Do you know what, Rob? It's when the phone stops ringing you need to worry, which is what my agent always says to me when I'm complaining I'm doing too much. And then I think there's going to be an awful day where I complain to her about the fact the phone stopped ringing, and she won't know what to say.
Well, so basically, I'm going down to... This film is based on location down in Exeter. I can't really say what it is yet, but I can announce it in a few weeks' time. So I've got to go down there quite a lot of the week, sort of four or five nights of the week, back and forth, sometimes staying over. So that's in Exeter. I live in Bromley.
We won't say what it is, but can we say it's peak Beckett?
Oh, it's absolute peak Beckett. It's so on brand.
It's so on brand.
It's just Tynmouth, Devon, Train, Widdicombe versions for me. Yeah. Anyway, so it's a niche I really...
There's not going to be a vertical neck to be fucking seen, is there?
Oh, but mate, the necks are going to be swinging around by two male giraffes, duking it out for the mare. I don't know what a woman giraffe's called. A woman giraffe. A female giraffe. Anyway, so I'm back and forth from the next month. I'm back and forth from Exeter. But the problem is, I'm also at that time doing my Radio 2 show from London on a Sunday. Yeah. I'm doing this podcast with you, which is okay because I can do that in hotels. Yeah. But I'm also on tour. So in these 3 weeks, I'm down in Exeter like for about sort of 10, 12 days of filming. On top of that, I've got to get to Inverness.
Oh, done it.
I've got to go from Exeter to Bristol, to stay over in Bristol, to get the 7 a.m. flight to Inverness.
Oh,
then I'm around all day in Inverness, and I do the show in Inverness, and I've got the only flight back on the Sunday to get me back for my radio show is 7 a.m. to Gatwick from Inverness.
Oh, fuck me sideways. God. Is there not a sleeper?
Oh, fuck off with you. Someone get on a train from Inverness. That's mental.
You'll be asleep.
Shut up, you mug.
You'll be asleep.
Fuck off. You've got shares in trains or something. It's amazing. You go anywhere on a train.
Shares in trains.
Well, you're a 3-dayer to Greece. Just jumping on
the train.
Jumping on the rattler to Athens, you fucking lunatic. Anyway, so I've got that. And then I'm also, in that 3-week period, got to get from Exeter up to Manchester for a gig, then down to Swansea to Exeter. And then I've got 4 nights in Southend. And I've got, after my Southend gig, I've got to go from Southend that night to Exeter to film all day to come back and do Southend again in the evening.
Oh, my God.
So it's really busy. And in that time, because I'm away basically for the whole sort of time, I'm doing my stand-up.
Would it be fair to say that the extra thing has filled every gap of the month?
Yeah, basically. That's exactly what it was. It was all well planned. And also, you know, and I'm writing the book as well, so I'm doing that, so it's quite busy.
Fucking hell, Rob.
But the problem is, the issue is, today I've had to pack for these 3 weeks. But what I need is, I need my clothes for the television show.
So you're away for 3 weeks now?
I'm back and forth for like a couple of hours here and there, like the Inverness.
Oh my God.
I get back at Gatwick, go home for about 4 hours, and then go and do Radio 2. So I need my stuff for Radio 2. I need all my podcast recording equipment. I need my clothes to present the TV show. I need normal clothes for travelling around. I need my passport and a small case to get to Inverness and back. I also need my outfit. One of my... one of my gigs is a corporate gig, so I've got to wear, I've got a full suit packed for me, like I'm going to a wedding. And then I've got my tour show to pack, got my suits to pack. So I've just got about a million things, and it'll be fine. I do think they have toothbrushes in Inverness. I'm not sure, so I think I'll be all right.
No, they do. I've been there.
So I've been doing that. So it's been really busy today. And then nightmare, I dropped off my daughter at school in a school uniform and forgot it's Tuesday. It's PE day. She's in the wrong clothes.
Oh, man.
So I had to rush back with a PE kit.
I actually thought it was Monday.
I thought it was Monday, but this is bank holiday Monday, so it's Tuesday. Yeah. So I forgot the uniform. And I tell you what, though, because we go in a bit earlier, some of the late parents, it's quite an interesting watch, seeing the late parents.
No, that's me.
Some people take their kids in, like, right, we go in, as soon as it opens, the kids go in, so it's all calm. Some parents, oh, my God, I saw a woman in pyjamas. Who's wearing pyjamas for the drop-off? And don't get me wrong, I'll wear tracksuits for drop-off, short, some dirty clothes, don't have a shower, hairs everywhere. So I'm not being judgmental, but pyjamas.
If my parents had dropped me in pyjamas.
Oh, my God, pyjamas.
Do you know what? The other day I turned up to do drop-off, Rob, and I thought, I've got no time today. I want to do some exercise. I'll run back. Yeah. It's a mile and a half. I was like, I'll put on my running stuff. But I was so frazzled that I put on my Converse. I'm like, so I got started running. I was like, this feels a bit heavy. And I looked down and I wasn't in my running shoes.
I'm an absolute slap monster.
Yeah. Like the loudest runner in the UK. It was incredible.
Like a clown. A jockey.
I felt like... you know when there's like a runner who's doing it in bare feet? That's how it felt.
At the UPS store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
The UPS store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
But the pajamas, though, like, I get that. Gym stuff for the school drop. Pajamas. Like, and also, for some reason, it's sort of acceptable for like a mum in pajamas. But if a dad, if a dad did it in pajamas...
Well,
I think that's
naked
the police.
As well, Rob.
Well, first and foremost, I don't think anyone should wear pajamas. If you're an adult man that wears a full set of trouser and long sleeve pajamas, you are basically a nonce, and I don't care. And I'm not trying to normalise pajamas for men. I think actually let's criminalise pajamas for women as well. Who do you think you are with pajamas as an adult? I think if you're an adult, male or female, just fucking grow up. How cold are you? Get a bigger blanket.
Do you know what?
You can't wear pajamas to bed.
Got me some pajamas, and I just overheated. Why am I dressed for bed?
Like, I know.
I'm currently doing this podcast in shorts and a T-shirt. Why would I put on trousers to get into bed?
Well, see, now, this is the thing. I thought that's quite interesting from you, Josh, because when a holiday's coming up, I pack all my clothes, like shorts and T-shirt clothes, and then I wear my thicker clothes that I'm not going to wear on holiday. So I'm surprised you're using up a pair of shorts now.
Well, no, I'm not using them up because I'll definitely just take them. I just grabbed them out of the wash basket, and I'm wearing a T-shirt that I won't take. I'm wearing a football shirt, and I'm not going to wear a football shirt on holiday. I'm not that guy.
Oh, come on, why not? I reckon you can a Plymouth one, you get away with it.
This is a lovely football shirt. Do you want to see it?
Yeah, always.
Look at this.
Oh, that is unbelievable. I've got one like that, a Palmer one.
Yeah, lovely, isn't it?
I've got the same one. Oh, this has really gone off topic here now. We're in full football territory. Really gone off topic here, but it's holiday. You're on holiday, aren't you?
Oh, look at that. That is beautiful. Look at that.
It's pretty much
Michael,
the same.
Take a screen grab of that. We should... that's definitely going to go on the Instagram as the most boring bit. But do you know what this bit is, Rob?
What's
this
that?
Is the most Michael's ever been interested in this podcast.
Anyway, let's get back onto the topic. Right, so what was it about? So, sorry, I've gone off mic. It's a fucking carnage, this.
Oh, sorry.
I heard about Stephen Bartlett. You know Stephen Bartlett, the CEO geezer, the rich geezer?
Yeah, the angry CEO guy. Yeah, was number one.
I saw him on TikTok talking about his podcast setup. 40 grand he spent on it.
What?
I know.
Who was he talking to? The HMRC? Lying bastard.
I know, he was like saying about if you invest in yourself and you'll get payback and all that. And I was like, okay, that's fair enough. But not many people have got 40 grand. I reckon our mics are between 50 and 100 quid each, aren't they?
Yeah.
And that's
it. Exactly.
And
I don't think we'd have any more listeners if we'd spent 40 grand on it.
I've got two other things to tell you, Josh, but I don't know if we want to save these for later. I want to talk to you about cock and hair removal and bushwee.
I'll have cock, please.
You'll have cock. I'll give you some cock. Right? I'll give you some cock and I'll save the other two for the next episode. So cock, Lou went and saw cock at the West End. You know, the theatre show.
I didn't know that, no.
There's a theatre show called Cock.
Oh, I was thinking I've heard of this. Yeah, she Instagrammed about it.
Yes, she went and saw it. She absolutely loved it. This is a side point, but what really annoyed me was like, oh my God, it's absolutely amazing. The geezer from Bridgerton, what's his name? Jonathan Bailey?
Yeah, Jonathan. Yeah.
Jonathan Bailey, I think. I don't know. Bailey. She was like, oh God, it's amazing.
I can't Google cock play. What can I Google? Cock Western.
Oh yeah, likely story. What, cock, some tractors, was it, mate?
No, I was just saying.
Some tractors. Well, I was just Googling some tractors for a big old busty woman.
Jonathan Bailey and Taron Egerton.
Yeah, Taron Egerton weren't in it for some reason. I think he stopped his work. But anyway, she loved Jonathan Bailey. He was in it. She went, oh my God, it's amazing. Only four people in the entire play. And Jonathan Bailey is on stage for the whole 1 hour and 30 minute show. It's just unbelievable to be on stage for that long, and like everyone's looking at you, and it's just all facial expressions, and it's so funny. I was like, fucking four nights a week, mate, I'll do that. zero praise. It's fucking, this bloke does it for two nights a week for 3 months. He's a fucking hero. Every night on me, Todd. Sometimes I fucking drive
myself.
And
you've written it yourself?
I've written it myself. I'm doing it myself. I drove myself fucking there the other week, Lou. Jesus Christ, giving it the right old large one on Jonathan Bailey. Anyway, so I reminded her of that, and she went, oh, well yep. done. Like that. I was like, oh, shut up. In a real sort of, you know, when two people love each other, can properly go at each other. That was
Anyway. But you'll make up when you see each other again in June.
That's not a don't joke. Jeez, I'm moaning about my workload. Poor Lou has got two kids till June. At least they're in school and there's no half terms in that period. But Jesus, Lou, you're an absolute angel. Thank you so much for allowing me to go and do this.
She is going to have had it with bedtime by the end. You are, you are. Just so you know, Rob, in June, you are not lying in once.
No, exactly. I'm taking it hard. I'm going to get it hard in June. But yeah, so Lou is taking a real, taking on a real fucking shift. Anyway, oh God, I'm panicking now about leaving Lou with the kids. Got to work, you've got to work. Anyway, she went and saw Cock play. And when the girls on the way to school the next morning was like, oh, where did you go last night, mummy? Then she went, oh, she went to the theatre. And they went, oh, what to see? And then Lou didn't know what to say. Because she was like, oh, a play. She went, what's the play called? And I said, it's called Cock. Mummy, and I went, mummy went out for Cock. Mummy went up to London to see Cock.
How did that go down?
They loved it. Well, they don't really know. They don't really know what cock is. They know what Willy is. Yeah. So they say Willy sometimes. Yeah. So I just said, I played it down a bit. Oh, mummy went up to see Cock. So mummy and her mum and sister went out all together to see Cock. So if the teacher asked, what did mummy do? Mummy went out for Cock. Which is true.
And how is Lou at this point?
Bright red. Steam coming out of her ears. Because she can't kick off because then the kids will know that something's up.
Yeah, of course.
And so mummy went to see some Cock last night.
Yeah, but the joke's on you because she actually did go to Magic Mike instead. She just told you that.
She's having an affair with Jonathan Bailey. But you know, he's a good-looking guy. Why not? And he's so what he
can
does,
keep going for an hour and a half. Well done to him.
Hour and a half on his own. No messing.
Oh my word.
No nudity in Cock though. Unfortunately,
is there no nudity?
No nudity.
Not like that Daniel Radcliffe one with the horse.
Yeah, wasn't that called the Equinox?
That was called Equus.
God, imagine if it was.
That would have been, oh my God. Hand over the podcast award now, mate.
Imagine that. I did a wild horse gag. We're talking about Harry Potter's cock, and it was Equinox. Equius. Harry Potter. I nearly wrote Harry Potter cock then. Harry Potter horse play. What was it?
Oh, Equus. Equus.
You think I can spell that, mate?
You know he's not called Harry Potter as well.
He might as well be. Equus.
Tell me about hair removal.
Hair removal, basically, very hairy at the moment, and I've used to like sort of shave it off and stuff, but I thought, why don't I try this
on
hair...
On the body?
On the body. I don't mind it on the chest, but I'd get it all on my back, and then I'd have to trim it on my chest because my T-shirts get all puffy, and like... Because my chest hair can get like an inch thick. It's horrible.
Oh, my God.
You could lose a medallion in there back in the day.
Yeah.
And then I'd get back hair and stuff like that. So Lou normally hates...
I think you'd look all right with a medallion. I think you could pull it off.
Maybe. I might get one. I've asked about... I've told Lou I want to get a sovereign ring, and she said she'd leave me. If she said she'd leave me if I've got a sovereign ring or my ear pierced. She also said as well that when I was on holiday, she didn't get me one little cake. She got me four little cakes... stacked on top of each other, so it was still pathetic and sad, but it wasn't one little cake.
Okay.
She listened. So I asked her to try this hair removal cream rather than shaving it. So you put the hair removal cream on, what you want to get rid of, and after 5 to 10 minutes, you basically just like, it's like a plastic thing they give it, almost like a credit card, that you just sort of wipe it off. It all just comes off, then you jump in the shower and wash it off. Okay? So it's basically 5 to 10 minutes, and it's...
dissolves the hair.
It's very, very clear. Absolutely in no terms is it on longer than 10 minutes.
Oh, no.
Right, so it's basically just like... I think you catch on fire if it's on for more than 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're doing it. She's put the back on, and while she started removing it off the back, I thought, I'll put some on the front and get it off the front. So at the moment, I'm completely covered in hair removal cream because I'm hairy all over, right? From the shoulders down the back to the base of the back, arm, top of the arms, all over the gaffer. I'm covered in it, right? Anyway, so she starts doing it because it's just hit like 7 minutes because 5 wasn't long enough. And doorbell goes... Who's that? Amazon? Or delivery? No, it's not. It's the Weekly Shop.
Oh, no.
Online order. No. Family of four. Weekly Shop for a family of four for a week when they've been away for 2 weeks.
Oh, my God.
So she goes and does that. I'm just left there on fire. So then I sprinted upstairs and my towel fell down naked. I swear the delivery guy saw my ass flying up the stairs.
Yeah.
And then I just jumped.
That needs some cream on it. And I'm just on hairy ass.
You missed a bit, you dirty Sasquatch. Oh, leave it out, mate. Cover it up. I can almost see the equinox. Anyway, so I just had to like wash it off in the shower and all these weird red marks on me. And under my arm, there's like a little red cut. I think it was just started like eating me.
Oh, my word.
Oh, it was horrible. And I was like, God. You can't put hair removal cream on someone when there's a Weekly Shop coming. I think she did it on purpose. It's horrible.
What a week, Rob.
What a week. Oh, and the other thing, bushwee. My kids now have got a thing called bushwee where I didn't realise what they were doing. They'd occasionally say bushwee and then I'd hear giggling. They keep running in the garden and pissing in the garden. That's not allowed, is it?
No, that is not allowed.
So we caught them the other day, but now they know they're not allowed to do it.
What's the punishment?
I think the punishment will be, if I catch them again, I'll make them go and have a shit out there in the middle of the night. Is that a good idea or not?
Yeah, well, like with your dog, you might as well while you're down there.
Off you go. Ready, out you get. Girls, come on. I've got a bag. Anyway, God. But yeah, that's what I've been up to. Busy couple of weeks.
What a time, Rob.
Do you want to do a quick Instagram and then we can do your bits next week, the intros?
Well, yeah, they're not. Do you know what? I've got some messages, Rob.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I've got?
What?
I've got some questions people have posed for Lou and Rose for the book.
Brilliant. Okay, that's good.
Do you want to hear a few of them?
Yep.
A couple of them?
Go for it.
I'll just drop in a couple in each episode. Well, why don't you find some thingies and I'll...
Find a couple of Instagrams.
You find some Instagrams.
I've got Instagram
I'll
here.
Find some of
this. Well, we've got this one about a couple about Disney. Just listen to your stories of Disney and how you walked 23,000 steps in a day. I was there at the same time. When we got back, I worked out I walked 105 miles over 2 weeks.
Oh, my God.
I did that, and I still put on weight. What was I eating?
Rob, you've said what you were eating. Chicken strips or whatever they were called.
Tenders. Never strips.
Chicken tenders. Tenders.
And people want to know where my backpack's from. A lot of people ask this. It's North Face, and it's called the Borealis, Borealis. And it's 100 quid on North Face, but I got it for about 50 quid. I got the green one that's reduced, so it was 50 quid. It's quite pricey for 100, but if you shop around from different websites, you can get it for about 50 or 60. And I do think it's worth it, because I've spent 30 quid in TK Maxx.
If you can part with the wedgies that you'll get, then it's fine.
Yeah, if you want, you don't mind your sort of school lunch money being nicked and never kissing a girl ever in your entire life. A boomer parenting story. I have a boomer parenting story for you. When me and my sister were younger, we did a lot of pinching and biting each other. In an effort to stop us, our dad bit us both so hard he drew blood.
Oh my God.
It's one of his proudest stories, as we never bit each other again.
That's not on.
I would like to add a disclaimer, here we go, that he was a great dad, and this was a one-time tactic. Shut up.
God.
Once a bleeder, always a bleeder. Dirty, biting dad. It was a tactic that clearly worked. Neither of us remember nor are scarred emotionally or physically from Hannah. Yeah, sure, Hannah. That's fine, yeah. Just your dad bit you and drew blood. I'll let the guys in the therapy room sort you out of that. It was actually fine, though, because, you know, I never did it again.
Imagine tasting your own child's blood and then making that one of your go-to anecdotes.
Oh, my God. Right, what questions have you got? And then I'll try and find a small business shout out.
Okay. From Jonathan and Claire Flaypetty. Hi, a question for both Lou and Rose. When you met Josh stroke Rob, did you think they would become the parents they are today?
Oh,
I hope
God.
They didn't think about that, Rob.
I don't know. Mate, Lou might be not think, eyeing me up.
Did you think they would be different in
for
any
my
way?
Seed.
Less stroke, more hands-on or more relaxed, etc.? More relaxed. That's pushing it. Say, did you think they'd be more relaxed? They've taken from the podcast there that we're not relaxed. And I think we're pretty chilled out guys, as we've proven in the last 48 minutes.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I'm a bit worried about Lou answering these questions.
Yeah. Everyone I read, I'm like, oh, my God.
What other ones are there?
Dear Rose and Lou, I would love to know, especially in the early baby days, is having a famous touring husband worth it?
Lou will say, well, when I get one, I'll let you know.
Do you get enough positives in terms of notoriety, etc., versus not having any help at night time?
Oh, fuck off, mate. Who's this idiot? No, shut up. Don't ask that.
Just casting in case I decide to become famous as a change of career.
Oh, my God. Put an absolute carving knife for our relationship. Fucking hell. I'm not sure the answer to that about my own life. Never mind about my relationship. Jesus.
From George Baker.
Fuck off,
question
Baker.
Question for Rob's parents. Oh, no, yeah. That's not Rob. That's not George Baker. That was someone else. This is from George Baker.
Yeah.
Question for Rob's parents.
Yeah.
Can we hear more about Rob's hellish sleeping patterns as a kid?
Okay.
Can his mum send some survival tips and horror stories? George, aged 27 and three quarters.
Okay, cool. I don't know. I really don't like that one. Working out, is it worth being married to me or not? I mean, what a question.
No.
Is it actually worth being married?
You know what? It sent me into a real spin, that one, Rob.
I know, my head's gone.
Don't worry. There's loads more coming in.
That'd be a nice thing to think about when I try to go to sleep tonight, when I'm away for the month.
And obviously, this is a classic from Stuart Richardson. This has to go on the list.
I'm just going to say, Josh, I might give that question to Lou after June. Don't give it to her.
Save it for the paperback. That question.
No wonder we always had kids in December. I'm too busy touring to get any banging done after March.
High parenting hell book. Seems an obvious one and potentially the last question of Lou and Rose's respective chapters. But is there anything your partner does parenting-wise that annoys you, but you're yet to bring up in conversation, as you know it may cause an argument? The classic, Rob.
I think that's an actual book deal in itself for her. I don't think she could do that in one chapter. Oh, God, I'm regretting this. Okay.
Keep sending them in to parentinghellbook@bonnier, B-O-N-N-I-E-R, books.co.uk. It's in the podcast description if you want to send them in. And the book is available for pre-order now, Rob, because I'm doing the big sale. Also, Rob, we're on tour. We should mention that.
Yes.
In next spring. Come along to that. Imagine getting the book and a ticket for Christmas. That'd
be my
dream.
I've got something
Christmas.
Else to plug, Josh.
Oh, yeah?
I'm doing Australia and New Zealand, my stand-up show, Wallop.
Oh, yeah?
November when? 2022, this year.
This year?
Again, away from Lou. Fuck.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so I'm doing...
Put that question on ice again.
Actually, let's forget that
months.
Plug. But yeah, if you... Oh, God.
If you're in Australia or New Zealand, do come and see Rob.
Yeah, in November and start of December. Perth, Brisbane, Canberra, Melbourne, Christchurch, Wellington, Auckland, Sydney, Adelaide... I think that's everything.
He's only bloody Steve Wright in it. He's doing the full dates.
I think that's all of it. Anyway, yeah, so I'm doing that, but you can find information on the internet about that.
Great.
Right, small business shout-outs, and then we'll let you get back to packing for your holiday, Josh. Here
those
we go.
Those questions are quite... They're quite thrilling, actually.
No, that's mental. That one is mental.
Do you know what, though? Every time I read one of those questions, my heart is in my mouth. No, that question's not making it into the fucking book. I'll tell you that for free, Rob.
I think we might have to, put it in, but that one's a brutal one. Are you happy he married him, or would you rather he did something completely different with his entire life?
Oh, my God.
Because I know... Do you know what? It's difficult. I know the answer. Right, small business shout outs. Here we go.
There's only so many times you can say the phrase. The thing is, you'd actually see less of me if I did a 9 to 5.
Well, you know what? It's like feast and famine, isn't it, really? You're sort of like, I'm either always there or not at all. I'd rather just eat three meals a day.
Do you know the worst thing about feast and famine, Rob, is neither of those words are considered particularly positive.
No, both negative,
aren't
they?
Normally, the rule with eating is you want a normal amount of food every day.
Little but often.
little bit often.
You're not greed feast and then famine.
I've just realised these questions. We're on edge as it is. Basically, every time we come to these questions on the podcast, we're going to have a breakdown.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to be the only person who's unable to read their own book.
Right, here we go. Small business shout-outs.
I'm not the person to say, hello, I love the podcast, and I've been listening to it as long as I can remember. My wife and I, 2.5 years, have 2 beautiful children, a nutty 3-year-old girl, Mia, my princess, and a beautiful newborn boy, Jack. I fit bespoke handmade storage for under the stairs. I've worked super hard for the last 2 years since moving to the UK from Guernsey.
Guernsey!
It's back!
Ow.
We're now based in South Somerset and I cover from Torquay to Poole and up to the surrounding areas of Yeovil. Rob, good news.
Yeah.
You can get a understairs storage unit fitted in your hotel in Exeter this month.
Do you know what? We need to sort our understairs cupboard out. It's an absolute disgrace. We've not opened it, right? It's so full of junk. We've not opened it in 6 months. And I was like, we've got to do... It needs to be usable. So is this something that fits furniture under the stairs?
Yeah. My business is called Power Interiors. www.power, as in I've got the power, interiors.co.uk.
What other way would it be?
Power. Good point.
As in white power.
That's in
one. I'm not agreeing with it, but I'm just saying that's how you spell
just
it.
Just giving a context for the word.
Just give it a bit of context.
One team and love making a difference to busy households. Keep up the good work, lads.
That is very... I mean, I would get him up here if he weren't too far away. I need that, but I can't bother to sort it out. Some people turn it into a little dog. Like, if you've got a dog, that's where your dog lives.
Under the stairs?
Yeah, you can make a little dog bed under there. And ooh, all his toys and all his bed and cushions go under there. So it's sort of, rather than having like it in the middle of the room or a little cage thing, you have a little under the stairs bedroom for the dog.
Oh,
as an option.
That's nice.
I've got one here. Hi, guys. I don't have kids, but enjoy laughing at you two every week. I was hoping you could give a small business shout out to my neighbour, a single mum who has her own business making custom tie-dye clothing and home decor. Her Instagram is V's_T's_tie-dye, based in Scotland. Thanks, Kaz. I'll spell that out. V's_T's_tie-dye. So she's called V's Tie-Dye Tees, but it's V's T's Tie-Dye. You might want to sharpen that up.
It's a classic small business shout out where we really struggle with the actual brand.
Basically, we will give you a shout out, but then we'll also completely mug you off. That's basically what we do. But they look good to me.
That's the cost.
Good. Do you know what about tie-dye is? Like, it's something people think they can do, but when you see it done properly, it's 10 times better.
Oh, yeah. These I did really at school good. When I was in primary school. Like, it was dog shit. I was really disappointed.
That's quite cool. She sort of does ones for families. That could be a little holiday outfit where the kids all wear the same ones and the parents have matching.
I need more discussion of holiday outfits in my life this week.
Rose is quite into nice matching clothes as well, isn't she?
Yeah, my daughter isn't.
My daughter wore the same pyjama T-shirt to dinner every night because it wasn't, in her words, scratchy, itchy.
It's a challenge.
And then she fed off plain pasta from my pocket. We were on holiday. Have a lovely holiday, Josh.
Thank you. Well, I'm already back.
Okay, well, let's not confuse people with this sort of time travelling equinox shit. Still don't know what equinox is.
See you on Friday, Rob, when we have a guest. But until then, good luck with your May.
Yes, thank you very much. I'm sure it'll be absolutely fine. No problems at all this end. See you later.
Bye.